Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds, where our biggest challenger is actually ourselves. Mind games.
We've embarked on a series with our personal trainer for the mind, psychologist Mara Steepers, about common thinking errors, those unhelpful patterns that we might not even realise we have in our minds that are affecting our lives. Mara, what have you got next for us?
Okay, this week on Mind Games, we're looking at kind of mental filtering or filtering and personalising, that kind of self-blame stuff. So mental filtering is a type of thinking that we do when we look at something, we look at our performance, we look at our life, and we have a kind of a mental filter that shuts out certain information and it makes us see things a certain way. So typically what tends to happen is that people, and why this is a thinking error, they call it a thinking error, is that people tend to hone in on the negative aspects of the situation and filter out the good or dismiss some of the good things. So what happens is that they get only a really, really small part and a very negative part of the actual picture or view of themselves, and that's where this gets really, really serious. Yeah. So the challenge, the mind game that you can play is to ask yourself, am I seeing the whole picture here? What sort of filters have I put on my interpretation of things, and could I change them? Is there a more balanced way to look at this thing? Am I seeing the whole picture? If you can do that, you can actually start to shift the filter to take in more good. So mental filtering can actually be a really, really helpful thing as well. If I can start to filter out some of the negative and focus on the positive, then you can turn a thinking error into a thinking gain, I guess. So the other one is personalizing, playing the blame game with yourself. And it's really, really common that people do this. We tend to have a kind of inflated sense of our own self. We tend to make things about us, and therefore if something negative happens, we tend to then self-blame, and because it's all about us, we make it our fault. So the challenge is to don't personalize it. Make it about the facts. Have a think about whether I'm actually to blame. Is it actually all about me? Is there a lot of other stuff happening here? The world's a pretty complicated place sometimes, and it's unfair, and it's a thinking error to think that we're responsible for a whole lot of things that we often aren't in our lives. And what happens is if we blame ourselves for that, then the dirt sticks to us and we start to view ourselves negatively, and that can lead to not feeling great, depression and a few other things. So don't personalize it. Have a think about it. Try and take a step back from that. Try and look at it, maybe the situation from the way a third person might see it, and see the actual story of the way things happen. And then that you might actually be able to see the bigger picture and be less likely to blame yourself.